Good evening, this is Katie Dewey, IT Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pat Northern Mart at Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5W, good evening, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KA2ZZ.
Give N2PFM, N5AOW, KA2VLA, and KA2ZNZ. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2WI.
And we got KC2WI there at the end. Okay, we'll start at the top. N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Temperature here is 45 degrees. Temperature range today was 41 to 48. And the wind's still going all day, as low as I could get it without going out. And doing all right here for that reason. And so far, everything has been reasonably quiet today. No big commotions or anything, which I'm kind of glad of, that's for sure. I'm sleeping, so it's quiet. There's no interesting things or anyone getting into any childish mischief or anything else, thank God. Unlike yesterday when she tried to actually eat a coil of wire. She was dipping it in tartar sort of. What the heck? I mean, it shows you what happens, like they say, when your parents become your children. So I've hid a lot of stuff away again and all, so she can't get a hold of things, and I said, just like you got to do with a 2 or 3 year old. As they say, the terrible twos. Well, okay. That's about it, and I'll say my God bless, and 73's then, and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, that's rough. Well, you're going to have to get a different flavor wire, I guess, there for next time. Maybe I'm just joking around with you. All right, well, you have a good evening there, George, and I hope everything works out there, and hopefully you won't need that wood stove that much longer. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Oh, I didn't do much today. Dodged the raindrops a few times. Was lazy all day. Stayed inside. I thought, you know, we've had enough of this rain. And I guess we're going to get another day tomorrow, probably. But, well, they say, you know, it's going to clear up and get better. So, that's all we can hope for. That's about it for me. Jeff, I'll tell you what. I think we're all just about waterlogged. We need some sunshine. With that, I'll say 73 to all and 5AOW.
Oh, I hear you, Bill. There, the rain has been something. It's I think we've had enough for a little while. We're sitting here somewhere towards the middle of the week. We're gonna have a couple of sunny days, so that'll be nice to see again. But well, it's better than at least you don't have to shovel it. Look at it that way. All right, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint. Good evening. What's up?
KD2. AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA.
Well, we enjoyed the wet weather today. Watched the green grass grow. I don't know what else it's doing. I had a doctor's appointment Friday night down to St. Utica Hospital, and I've got to go back tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, for some tests. So, haven't been doing much today. Read the newspaper, watched the baseball game. The Yankees come through good today. So we're just waiting till the weather gets better and we feel better. Hope you had a good time at camp. Sounded like you were when you checked in. We'll say 73. Have a good evening.
Okay, Clint. Well, good luck there with your doctor's appointment there tomorrow, and we cut down, we cleared out about an acre's worth of trees, acre's worth of forest, I should say, and around the camp there, so we really opened it up quite a bit, and we got a lot of trees laying down right now. We got to get cleaned up, but the whole project for the weekend was to get them laid down and get a lot of tops cut off and get them taken care of, and we did pretty much everything we set out to do. So, sore, yeah. And, it was a good weekend for you probably not to go up to camp. It was kind of a little muddy up in there today with that rain. Road's all right, but there were some spots out there a little muddy, I thought. So, that's just part of the season, I guess. All right, Clint. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening there, and have a good day there tomorrow. All right, we move on to KA2, ZNZ. Jack, what's going on tonight?
Hi, boy. Nice group tonight. It was kind of a up and down day here today. We even have a few sprinkles. We had 15 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight. And then through the day, it was mostly cloudy. And I'm not sure of the high temperature. I think it was around 50, actually. Right now we're 46. So we're on the cool side. We had a real strong wind, a few gusts that came through that really, really kind of rattled the windows. But we survived. So, 7-3s all around. KA2's out of it.
All right, Clint. Jack, sorry, the kid came in here and interrupted me. All right, well, sounds like you had about the same day everybody else did with the weather. And, what are you going to do? All right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch you later. KC2WI, Pete, I didn't get your message until today on the SDF record. I'm assuming by now you've probably figured it out, I hope. I don't know, I've never really dealt with them all that much. We relay our email to a service, and they provide us the SDF record, and we just plugged it into our DNS. So I don't know how it's generated or all that. I'm not an expert on it by any means. So hopefully you got it all figured out there. So what's going on with you, Pete?
AC2WI, well, I did that. The message undeliverable, message referred me to, I don't remember, the SPF website, I don't know, and it said you should, and apparently the computer figures out what it thinks ought to go in as an added into the SPF record. The misleading thing is that in my case, what I'm doing is I'm going to quit this. I think one of these days soon I'm going to get around to it. But I never changed my mail service from Frontier. I pay them $2 a month or something. It was going to be temporary, but I've been doing it for, I don't know how long now, 2 years or something. When I switched to Roadrunner. And what I do is because I use my ATSPN.com domain for most of my email addresses, and they just all get basically forwarded to my real account. And so all my accounts in Outlook Express, I have a few set up, and I just choose which one I'm going to use to actually send out. But they all do the same thing. They send email out through the Frontier server, but the reply to address, you know, the email address that's listed is my whatever particular alias I'm using for at ATSPN.com. So very few problems, but most everybody is fine. But every once in a while I'll get some that it'll bounce. And I get something, this sort of obscure message. And it says, well, you got to go to your mail server at ATSPN.com and you know, change this SPF recognized. Well, that can't be because I'm not really using that mail server. But it turns out, apparently, that I went to the domain manager and the right, you know, thing there, and I added the record, and it appears to work. So I guess the SPF or the receiving mail server checks that to the domain where it appears to come from. And so you have to put in there that, you know, whatever it is, r3vach3.frontier, whatever it is that, I don't know, whatever the mail, you know, the Frontier thing is a permitted sender. So it doesn't look like I'm sending spam. I actually called my domain, I guess, hosting and registrar combined on that one, and I explained the problem, and the guy's like, well, you know what, that's a good question. I don't really know exactly, you know, and, you know, we talked about it. He scratched his head a little bit, and he said, normally that's exactly what the spammer would do, so I'm not sure what to tell you. Let me talk to somebody else. And he went off, and meanwhile, I just went and kind of, he said, you got to go to such and so on the control panel and find this, you know, advanced, whatever, and look and whatever. And while he was away, I did that, sent the test, and he says, but I don't know, that might cause you more trouble, and you might not be able to send or whatever. And anyway, I tried it, and it appeared to work. So that I can tell you exactly what I did if you want to know. But it was really quite easy. And the address that I was having problems with, I sent another message, and they got it. And I never got a bounce back, so I think I solved my problem. I should have pursued this a year ago, but I never got around to it until the other day. Anyway, Friday, I guess it was. So, learned something there, and I guess I learned how to be a spammer if I want to be or something. But I don't think that would really work, because if you send out a lot of stuff, you know, it's still traceable, and they can figure it out. It, you know, put you on a blacklist or, you know, whatever actions need to be taken there. So, but I solved the problem. And even when I go move, I could use the ATSPN mail server, but the account that I have there doesn't really let me do that. I have to pay more, so that's why I don't want to do that. Other than that, kind of a quiet weekend here. It actually wasn't too bad part of the day yesterday. I actually had the front door open and a window or two open, and, you know, I lived with it being cool because it was kind of nice to have some fresh air in the house. I thought most of the afternoon, well, I'm going to go out. I never really did. I went out to the garage and did a couple things like that, but I never got out for the walk or whatever I was going to take, but I kind of felt like I was out a little bit. And, of course, today wasn't very nice. I went into town about 6 o'clock and just to get out of the house. And, you know, I ended up eating at Arby's. It wasn't really the plan, but the place where I wanted to go was not open. I wasn't sure if they were. And, boy, I spent a lot. lot of time today cleaning, just going through some, another one of those not planned things and not really what had to be done, but it had to be done sooner or later, and I feel good about it. Sorting through files, and I got rid of about that two, three, 4 inches of paper. And so that is being recycled in the wood stove as we speak. So that's my little bit of heat that I need right now. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, yeah, yesterday actually it wasn't that bad. It was you know, I had spots there where we'd get a little rainy, but we were out cutting cutting trees the whole day, so really that was kind of perfect weather for that. You know, you weren't in the sun there getting hot and sweaty, and it wasn't buggy at all, you know. And yeah, I had a couple of spots there where it was shallow, but it always seemed to happen right around when we were getting ready to like break for lunch or something like that. So we kind of lucked out, and then we had a nice bonfire with all the treetops last night. So it wasn't bad weather at all. You know, could have been like, it wasn't like today where it was just constantly raining most of the day. So. All right, Pete. Well, I'm glad you got that figured out there with the mail records and your SMTP servers there. SMTP servers. And good luck with that in the future. Hi, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we got packed up this morning from camp and got back here, I wouldn't say as quick as we could, but we were a little sore this morning. But we pretty much moseyed along and got ourselves back here to camp, got everything unloaded, and called it a lazy day after that. As a matter of fact, I think one of the first things I did was take a nap when I got home. That was a lot of, burnt up a lot of energy yesterday, so, but we had a good time. We had a big dinner afterwards, and, up there at camp, and, we ate pretty good, so, it was well deserved considering how much work we did. And then, we stayed up later around the campfire, and the kids had a good time, so. Anyway, today we're just probably going to kick back after the net here and go to bed and get up early and get back to work. So no more fun and games there. Got to go back and nose to the grindstone for the rest of the week. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
Comment from N2PFM.
Go ahead, George.
Well, I cut down lots of trees there. I guess you're going to have yourself lots of firewood, whatever you need into early summer, and whatever you're going to need in the fall until you don't go up there for the winter anymore. You have lots of firewood. That's one good thing for sure. And through PFM.
Yeah, I probably have enough firewood up there for the next 10 years now at least. There were still some logs on the ground there for when they... when I had it logged off a couple years ago there, and some other trees we had dropped, you know, throughout the last couple years just to get them out of the way. And I don't know what the final number was, but there had to be at least, I would say about 75 trees down there. And that's not counting all the little ones that were like the size of your forearm. I'm talking, we cut down a lot of trees. There was three of us cutting, so... we managed to, some of it was pretty close to the camp, so we had to rope off and winch some of them, and that took a little time. But once we got those out of the way, it was pretty much just, eyeball them out where you want them to go and drop them. So we'll be cutting firewood for a long time to come, that's for sure. But yeah, we won't be worrying about going without for a while. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
This is Kilo Delta 2. Golf Hotel Lima, late check-in. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, good evening, Rich. What's going on tonight?
Well, I got home a little late because it was a work day for me, and I was working on a center section of my permanent dipole, and I just looked at the clock and said, let me check in here. It's raining, chilly, and not exactly like spring here.
Well, it's like a wet spring anyway.
Yeah, probably
snow again a couple of times anyway.
Well, when I looked at the radar there this morning, they showed a lot of white up there in Lewis County. I don't know if it was snow or sleet. We had a little bit of sleet up there at camp in Herkimer County here this morning. I don't know, maybe for about 5 minutes, we had a little bit of sleet. And that was about as close to snow as I want to get.
Comment.
Go ahead.
KC2WI, I had quite a long twosome with KC2UXG on HF today. He was all the way up in Branningham at his camp. And there's only a couple guys checked into the North Country group, and Jim up in St. Regis Falls, and Sean. And we must have talked for an hour, but he said that there was some snow mixed in with the rain up there. But it's interesting, he said this morning, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock, that kind of time. He says, well, it's raining here, it's been raining here, and it wasn't raining at all down here. It wasn't until, I don't know, 10:30 or something, maybe towards the end of our conversation where I saw a few raindrops, but he was saying it was coming down pretty good. So, and he did say there was some snow mixed in with it, over.
Roger, yeah, a parting shot from Old Man Winter, I guess. All right. Well, thanks, Rich, there, for checking in, and your signal sounds good tonight, so your antenna work is there. It's not in vain. And good luck with the rest of it here. I think you might get some sunshine here a couple days. Maybe it gets you more time to get out there and get it squared away the way you want without, cursing at the weather all day. So, all right. Well, good luck with that there, Rich, and thanks for checking in. And, Pete, let's hope there's no more spotting of snow until back into after hunt season. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or check-in? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and head off to bed. I've returned this frequency to regular amateur use, too. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, Say 73s, anyone that's listening in. This is KD2AID, clear.
This is KB2KRJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane currently on 145.17. Station 4 Octane, come now please.
This is N2WBS, good evening, no traffic.
5AOW, no traffic.
Okay, we have N2WBS, Dennis, and N5AOW, Bob. Thank you both for checking in, do appreciate it. And that's Rock Up. This is KB2KRJ, Rock Up. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net Octane. Are there any other stations? Where do we all travel? Final call for Octane.
KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, how is Pete? Thank you for checking out. We appreciate it. And we're out for Octane.
Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima. My name is Rich, no traffic.
Okay, I had a station to check there, I didn't get the call. Can you repeat that again? Earth Core.
Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima. My name is Rich, no traffic.
Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima. Rich, thank you for checking out. Do appreciate it. And the other station for Octon, a little without traffic, final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 73 to all. Hope everyone has a good evening. KB2KRJ, Clark.